Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It's time now for the WXXI Business Report. And Randy Gorman, you're looking at how the COVID-19 pandemic is impacting the wine industry, which, of course, is important to our local economy.
Sure is, Beth. And obviously, this pandemic affects so many businesses, so many parts of the economy. But as you mentioned, in the Finger Lakes, the wine industry is a big part of revenue in this area. Wine America is a national wine trade association. They recently did a national economic impact survey of wineries, initially looking at the impacts of COVID-19 on their businesses. The survey completed about a week ago. It shows 80% of the wineries they talked to continued production, but about two-thirds of them at a slower rate than normal. Wine America says the American wine industry is comprised mainly of small family-owned businesses. The president of Wine America is Jim Trezise. He's had a long-time association with the Finger Lakes wine industry. He says these are tough economic times for a lot of wineries, like a lot of small businesses, especially impact staffing, especially those who've had to lay off people in their tasting rooms. But he does note wineries also are selling wine online and through curbside sales. Trezise says luckily there aren't too many wineries who've been on the financial edge before this pandemic happened, so he believes the industry can rebound when the health crisis eases.
We're keeping our fingers crossed. And, you know, the industry is so well regarded now and also so strong. And also the people in this industry really, really work together. So to the extent that one winery can help another winery, you know it's going to happen.
In the meantime, Sam Filler is with the New York Wine and Grape Foundation. He told us recently that wineries in the state are trying to get consumers to think about online sales with the new restrictions because of COVID-19.
If you go to our Facebook page, we're cross-promoting what a lot of them are doing, which is offering free shipping or discounts on case sales to the internet. So they're running various promotional programs to, you know, encourage their customers and new customers to still purchase wine.
Meantime, the New York Wine and Grape Foundation also encouraging liquor stores, which have been allowed to stay open in New York State during the crisis, to consider keeping New York wine stocked on their shelves. We'll stay with the alcoholic beverage industry. The company which makes Corona beer and many other products, Constellation Brands, took a bit of a hit last week when the Mexican federal government said it would not allow a $1.5 billion brewery to move forward after residents rejected it in a referendum. Constellation wants to build that in the city of Mexicali. The government of Mexico said it wouldn't allow the plan because residents rejected it, many of them concerned it would take too much water out of an already overexploited aquifer. Constellation has said the plant would be very water efficient and would use only a tiny fraction of the water that is used every year in that area for agriculture. Constellation's CEO, Bill Newland, says they will continue working with authorities in Mexico and other officials there related to their construction project and also looking at other options in Mexico. Meantime, Constellation announcing last week a commitment of $2.5 million to COVID-19 relief efforts. The CEO, Newlands, noting that many of their retail partners, especially restaurants and bars and their employees, have been significantly impacted by the pandemic. And Wegmans announcing the decision now to postpone the opening date for a store downstate in Westchester County. As you might expect, because of the pandemic, it was scheduled for June 7th. They're still, though, working to recruit and train for that store in Harrison, New York. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.